Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Former President Donald Trump faces two legal issues in New York today. His first criminal trial date may be set. And if an appeals court does not act by today, the New York Attorney General could move to start seizing Trump properties. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports.
In a court hearing in New York, a judge is expected to rule on whether Trump's criminal trial will go forward as set on April 15th. He's accused of covering up hush money payments to silence an adult film star in the waning days of his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump also faces a deadline to put up a bond of nearly $500 million to settle the judgment for the business fraud civil trial. It's the one where he was found liable for conspiring for years to fraudulently manipulate his asset values. Trump has said getting a bond is a practical impossibility. But if an appeals court doesn't lower it and he doesn't put up the money, the New York Attorney General could start seizing his assets this week. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in the Middle East. His first stop in the region was Egypt over the weekend, where NPR's Aya Betraoui reports he visited Gaza's border.
The UN Secretary General says he visited the Rafah crossing in Egypt to bring attention to the hardship and pain of Palestinians in Gaza. Guterres also had this to say from a hospital in North Sinai, where he met wounded Palestinian children from Gaza.
We must silence the guns. These must stop. We need an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza.
He shared a video on social media of a long line of relief trucks waiting to enter Gaza from Egypt. He wrote that nothing justifies the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, and nothing justifies the collective punishment of Palestinians. Aya Betraoui, NPR News.
Four men have been charged in a Russian court today for last Friday's terror attack on a Moscow-area concert hall. That killed at least 137 people, and a fire badly damaged the hall. Scores more people have been injured. The Russian court says the four men have admitted guilt, but all four of the suspects appeared in court severely beaten. One was unconscious and in a wheelchair. An affiliate of ISIS is claiming responsibility for the attack, but Russia says Ukraine was involved. Ukraine denies this. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters turned out in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, yesterday. They're demanding the release of some 700 Ukrainian soldiers believed held by Russia. Maria Chaik is a former Ukrainian prisoner of war held by Russia. She says she was tortured by Russians, and the Ukrainian soldiers are also being harmed.
We need to take our brothers in arms back because they are holding there in really terrible conditions.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities say Russia fired new missiles into Kyiv today. The U.S. ambassador to Russia says the Kremlin used hypersonic missiles. This is NPR. Voters in Senegal are awaiting final election results. Opposition candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye appears to have initially won the majority of votes. This could avert a runoff election, but Senegal's ruling party candidate insists a runoff vote is still needed. He has not conceded. Senegal's outgoing president had tried to delay elections until the end of this year. That move was seen as a power grab. An Ohio state agency has approved the largest solar project in the state. It will also be one of the biggest in the country. As NPR's Julia Simon reports, it's an example of a new type of solar growing in popularity.
It's called agrivoltaics, a solar farm over an actual farm. The solar panels can provide shade to grazing animals, and panels can cover crops. Scientists say the U.S. needs a lot more renewable energy projects to move away from polluting fossil fuels and reach climate change targets. But these projects need approval and often run into opposition from local groups. Some of these groups are worried about losing farmland to energy projects, which is why proponents say agrivoltaics is a win-win. The solar farm about 25 miles west of Columbus faced local opposition of its own, but a state board voted 7-2 to approve the project, which will have at least 2,000 acres for crops and sheep. Julia Simon, NPR News.
The big lottery jackpots keep growing. The Powerball is tonight. That jackpot is worth about $800 million. The Mega Millions Lotto drawing is tomorrow night. That jackpot is worth more than $1 billion. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.